Hi, this is Mary Wilson. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortices of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm Savoir Fair, and I'll be your host for this evening. No specific theme tonight, so I'll dive right into it with the Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. 40 years ago this week, ending October 16th, this single by Hall & Oates debuted on the US Hot 100. It eventually reached number one, and of their six number one hits, it would remain at number one the longest. Name the single. I'll reveal the answer at the end of the show, but if you know the answer, please don't call into the station, as this is a pre-recorded show and no one is there to take your call. However, feel free to text the answer to the station at 781-350-3264 and I will reply. I also post the SquidPod 80s trivia question on Twitter at SquidPod Radio, so feel free to reply to the tweet. If you have any questions and or comments about the show, I can also be reached by email at squidpodradio@gmail.com. Bob Mould of Husker Du celebrates his 62nd birthday tomorrow, so I'll begin the show with a shout out to him here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
I apologize.
And now for something completely different.
It's been a long time. I didn't ever think I was gonna see you again. See, you haven't changed. It's good to see you anyway.
Thank you. Thank you. Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tonight's show began with a birthday tribute to Bob Mould of Husker Du. He turns 62 tomorrow. We listened to the track I Apologize from their 1985 release New Day Rising. Speaking of birthdays and 1985 releases, Sherelle celebrated her 64th birthday this past Thursday. We listened to Saturday Love featuring Alexander O'Neill from her album High Priority. That track was a top 40 hit on the US Hot 100, went to number 2 on the US R&B chart, and number 13 on the US Dance chart. Fun fact, Sherelle's first hit was 1984's I Didn't Mean to Turn You On, which was covered by Robert Palmer and became a number 2 hit for him on the US Hot 100. Today is the 40th anniversary of Ultravox's album Quartet. There were 4 singles released, Reap the Wild Wind, Him, Visions in Blue, and We Came to Dance, all of which were top 20 hits in the UK. I, however, played another great track from that album, Mine for Life. Last week, I paid tribute to Missing Persons and the 40th anniversary of their debut, Spring Session M. Lead singer Dale Bosio is from Medford, Massachusetts. If you missed the show, you can still find the archive on the station's website, WMFO.org, clicking on the schedule link at the top of the page, and look for Songs from the Squid Pod. There was one other track, Windows, that I wanted to play from their phenomenal album, but didn't have time for, so I snuck it into tonight's playlist. On this day in 1984, Bronski Beat released their debut album, The Age of Consent. We listened to their cover of Donna Summer's I Feel Love. You may have noticed the lyrics change near the end to Johnny Remember Me, which is a song that was a number one hit on the UK singles chart for John Layton in 1961. 35 years ago, for the week ending on October 17th, Pet Shop Boys jumped into the top 20 with their single It's a Sin from their release Actually. We'll begin the next set with another track that popped into the US Hot 100 35 years ago this week. I'm Savoir Faire, and this is Songs from the Squid Pod.
The clock, the king. I'm a miles come between. Hello?
Hi, it's me. Let's go on a holiday.
and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Well, that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, and I'm Savoir Faire, your host for this evening. Be sure to tune in next Saturday night at 8 p.m. sharp for another look back at the 80s music scene. Before I go, we need to address tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, which is, 40 years ago for the week ending October 16th, this single by Hall & Oates debuted on the US Hot 100. It eventually reached number one, and of their six number one hits, it would remain at number one the longest. Name the single. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Maneater from Hall & Oates' 11th album, H2O. Maneater remained at number one for 4 weeks and was a top 10 hit in 5 countries. If you like 80s trivia, you should be following me on Twitter at SquidPodRadio, where I post the Squidpod 80s trivia question of the week just before the show, as well as links to the playlist and archive after the show. A quick chat about what you heard in the second set. We started with Ice House and Crazy off of their 1987 release Man of Colors. That debuted on the US Hot 100 35 years ago this week. Also from 35 years ago this week, Poison moved into the top 40 with I Won't Forget You from their debut, Look What the Cat Dragged In. Eyeless and Gaza followed with Sunburst In. That's off of the History of Cherry Red Records, Volume 1 and 2 from 1997, but that track was originally released in 1984. Some Eurodisco from the German synth-pop band On TV. We listened to Holiday Love Affair from 1987. And closing out the set was Grace Jones and Pull Up to the Bumper from her 1981 release Night Clubbing. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll leave you with the answer to tonight's Squidpod 80s trivia question. Ciao.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squidpod, hosted by Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO. Medford.
due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following